Psalm 139 goes like this. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there you and your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. This psalm is an amazing blessing and comfort to the people who read it. It's a reminder that God has made each and every one of us, that God has made us beautiful and holy and destined for good and for health and well-being. That God has made us, and that there is nowhere we can go to escape from God's presence. If we're at work, if we're at school, if we're at home, if we're driving on the road, if we're in the hospital, God is there with us. Because God loves us and God cares about us, God made us, and God will be present with us no matter what. This simple belief, this simple knowledge is something that makes me say, wow. God, your presence in my life is so amazing. It's so overpowering. It's so omnipresent, so always present with me that all I can do sometimes is say, wow. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been learning about how to pray. How we as people of faith can approach our relationship with God, how we can take steps to grow in our efforts to communicate with God, and how sometimes, even despite our best efforts, we lose our way. We get distracted when we pray. We get stuck. The silence overwhelms us. Sometimes the words just don't come. And so as we've been teaching and learning together, one of the things that we've talked about is that sometimes a prayer can just be one simple word. And those words are right up here behind me. Help, thanks, wow, and use me. Today, the one-word prayer that we're talking about is wow. Wow is what you say when you recognize God's hand at work in your life, or you see something that takes your breath away. Wow is what we pray when something sudden or unexpected leaves us speechless. Many things have the power to awe us, from art or nature or precious moments when we can sense God's presence. And sometimes in that moment, the most perfect prayer you can pray is, wow, God, I'm amazed by you. Thank you for this moment. This is a prayer that we can utter each and every day as we experience God in big and small ways, in the midst of sacred and the midst of mundane things that are going on in our life. I wonder if you've had any wow moments lately. Maybe you could just shout out one or two words that make you say, wow, God, I'm amazed by you. Go ahead. Family. Health, opportunity.
Rainbows.
Thank you.
Puppies.
Yeah, the puppies. Leader Dogs for the Blind makes me say, wow. Other things, like at Christmas time, I ate a piece of chocolate bourbon pecan pie that made me say, wow. Other foods are attached to memories, aren't they? And so when I take a bite of something like mashed potatoes, I'm immediately transported back to a place where I can think about my grandma and the time I had with her and the ways that she cooked for us as an expression of her love. I prayed a prayer of wow the first time I held my son Michael in my arms on his birthday. After a speedy, quick labor, he came and was here, and all I could say was wow. When I listen to an orchestra perform something like Beethoven's Fifth with a 10-year-old behind the violin, I say, wow. For some of you who have had the luxury of travel, maybe you've swam with a pod of dolphins or watched a humpback whale breach in the ocean. Wow. When you get that first look at your spouse on your wedding day, or when you see a beautiful sunrise or sunset, perhaps you've watched the aurora borealis dance across the sky, or you've had a simple luxury, like being able to FaceTime with your grandchildren who are across the country and you haven't seen them in a while. Maybe you are a person who's been struggling with some health or sickness in your life, and after a major surgery, you wake up knowing that you'll live another day, or that because of this medicine or this treatment program or this counselor, you are thriving once again. That's a time where you can pray a prayer like, wow, God, I'm amazed by you. Psalm 139 is a prayer the psalmist wrote a long, long time ago when he, I'm guessing it was a he, was amazed by God. We live in a world, don't we, where it can sometimes be hard to see God's presence when we're underwhelmed by the state of affairs in our life, in the political sphere, in our world. It's cold. It gets dark early. There's division in our families, and sometimes even in our churches. And on top of it all, there's those darn kids who sometimes drive us crazy, but also sometimes make us say, wow, God, I'm amazed by you. I'm amazed by how my son or daughter is learning. I'm amazed by their behavior. I'm amazed that they want to spend time with me. Over the holidays, I took my son Michael to the Detroit Zoo in Royal Oak. And almost as soon as we got our tickets and walked through the gate, there were peacocks and peahens standing nearby, just mingling with pedestrians, it seemed. And Michael ran right up to one of them, and it caused the peahen's plumage to come out and come alive. And Michael's first word, he stopped like this and put his hands on his knees and his mouth agape. He just said, wow. The first time he'd ever seen a peacock, seen all those colors, seen the long feathers, and it makes you pause. It makes you stop and say, wow, God, I'm amazed by you. Similarly, just this morning, we were playing with a new set of Legos that he got for Christmas time. Legos are all the rage when you're three. And he asked me with a full sentence, Mommy, will you please come join me and play Legos on the floor? A full sentence, just like that. And I sat down and I said, yes, I'll join you for a few minutes before we go to church. And I said, what do you want to build with me? He said, I want to build a hospital and an ambulance. With the Legos. And then we proceeded to build something that he perceived to be a hospital and an ambulance. But wow, are we ever amazed by God and these beautiful creatures, these beautiful children who God has blessed in our lives and put into our lives so that we could understand more about what love looks like. In the midst of all the cold and the darkness and the division and the bad things that happen, I am still amazed by God. God still provides moments of wow for us. Just like the psalm says that we are beautiful, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the truth is, my friends, that each one of you is beautiful and fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you because God loves you, and there is nothing that can stand in the way of God's love for us. you and me and all of us here today, each and every one of us, even in our brokenness, is loved by God. Even if you can't see it or feel it today, I want you to leave here knowing that you are loved. That when God looks at you, God says, wow, I am amazed by you. You are so awesome. You are so beautiful. And you have incredible potential. I want to talk about that potential for a minute, just because we have the power to provide wow moments for others. Each one of us has been blessed with capacities and gifts and talents that we are meant to share so that we can provide wow moments for others in the world, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our places where we work and where we serve. We can engender these moments when people stop and put their hands on their knees or maybe just pause for a moment and say, wow, I can't believe that just happened. I can't believe she would care enough to stop by my cubicle and ask me how my mom is doing. Wow, I can't believe that she would stop for a moment and hand me that $20 bill that I dropped on the floor. Wow, I can't believe that in the midst of the fact that I made a mistake and I ran a red light, that person paused. They put the brakes on so that I would be safe. We can have small moments when we're playing on the floor with our kids, when we're laying in bed, when we are doing whatever it is that we do, where other people pause and say, wow, thank you. I'm amazed by you. Here at the Open Door, we try to provide wow experiences each and every Sunday so that each one of you, when you come here into this place at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, can feel the presence of God. The set design, the music, the people who stand at the door and greet you, the donut holes, you better believe it, that is provided for a sense of hospitality, a sense of a reminder that you are here for a reason, that you are welcome here in this place. Everything that we preach about and teach about, everything that we pray about is designed for you. It's designed so that you can have an experience of God's love, of God's presence in your life, so that you can know that no matter what you are going through, whether it's been a great week or a crappy week, you can come here in this place and rest. You can take some Sabbath time for you and your family with your kids. You can be here together in God's presence. And hopefully there's something that overwhelms you, not underwhelms you, and makes you want to say, wow, God, I'm amazed by you. Thank you for this community of faith. Thank you for these people and this place. We know it is holy because we are here together. At Open Door, though, we don't just believe that church happens inside these walls. We think that church happens outside in our neighborhood, in our community, all over the place. And so that's why next week there's going to be some amazing ministry opportunities coming up. There's something called Showcase St. Paul's next Sunday after our service, and that is going to be a gallery walk of ministry where you can literally parade yourself at whatever pace you want through the church to learn about over 37 different ministries and programs that we have to offer here at St. Paul's. I think about all the things that happen each and every day here at St. Paul's and all the volunteers and staff that help to make those ministries and programs happen. I pause and I say, wow, God, I am amazed by you. I'm amazed by the ways that you are using each one of us in ministry and using this church to help share the love of Jesus Christ in the world. There will be tables for all kinds of different things like Habitat for Humanity and women's Bible studies and United Methodist men's breakfast and different ways you can get involved as a family here in our church, different ways you can get involved if you're retired and you're looking for a new purpose and how to spend your days. There is something there for you. So I hope that you will come back next week as we round out our sermon series and talk about how use me can be your prayer, and also participate in that Showcase St. Paul's, that gallery walk. Another way that we are church outside the building, that we are a community of faith who takes Jesus' love into the world, is by supporting our youth group and some of the service projects that they are instigating, that they are bringing up in our midst. Today, this evening, there is something called Blanket Palooza here at St. Paul's. And this is my first year participating in Blanket Palooza. It's kind of a hard word to say. Blanket Palooza. There it is. And it's where we all bring in fabric, fleece fabric, and we cut it in a certain way, and then we tie knots in it to make warm blankets for people who are in our community, who live in the city of Detroit, who might be under-resourced, who might be homeless, and need something warm to get them through this bleak midwinter season. We get tons of youth and high school and junior high students involved, and we get their families involved. We get people of all ages here in this room together doing a craft project, a service project, and we bless them. Blanket Palooza. Even if you can't pronounce it, I hope that you'll join after service. And I'll give you some more information later on how you can participate. Even just opening our eyes to the myriad of opportunities that we have to participate in ministry, to use the gifts that God has given us, helps us grasp God's activity in the world. Signs of God's creativity are all around us. And God is generous enough to keep giving and giving and giving of God's love so that we'll notice and respond. Maybe praying a one-word prayer like "wow" seems too simplistic or too easy for you and you want to take it deeper. Maybe this is one moment where you can take a step to grow your faith this week, this year in 2019. To pause to notice those beautiful moments, those opportunities in life that are simply a gift. Being here with you today is a gift, and it's as I look out at each one of you and how beautiful and special and precious you are, I am truly amazed. And so I want to close with a wow prayer and bless each one of you today. God, your love is so extravagant that you would wake us up this morning and get us safely here to this place so that we could praise and worship you just as we are. God, some of us here are new to St. Paul's. Others are lifelong members, and some are just flirting with the church, just trying to find their role and their place. And I thank you. I thank you for each person who has had the courage to get out of bed and to come here today. I am truly amazed, just like the psalmist was, by how wonderfully you have made each one of us, each beautiful and unique in our own way, that we could come to this place and share authentically part of ourselves, that we could spend time together and start our week off on a great foot. God, I pray for each one of us here in this place who has brought joys and concerns with them here today, whose life is content and happy and fulfilled, and whose life is entering a season of challenge where there are needs and wants, where our heart's desires and our yearnings are for basic things like job security, like health and wellness, like clarity of who we are called to be and where we are called to serve in your Son's name. I thank you for bringing them here, and I pray that as you would bless us this week, that you would help to answer those prayers. Help us to listen for your small, still voice, O God, but also help us to be the church that equips people to grow in their spiritual life through engaging in ministries and programs, through continued worship and prayer, meeting with our pastors, that each small step we take could be a holy act of boldness One that amazes you as we seek to live in to our call, into our potential. I ask, O God, that today you would give us small, precious moments where we could pause and we could see your activity in the world, where we could stand in one place at one time and be overwhelmed by your Holy Spirit, by your presence among us. Help us to find your presence here as we close our service and as we live our faith this day. Amen.